Good morning and welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. I've got some really important stuff to talk to you about this morning. Court cases, heartbreaks, evil nursing homes, just a lot to talk about. And I want you to listen today. My last show is going to be on August the 21st. There's not much time left for you to pay attention and for you to make a difference in your family's life. So I hope you'll spend pay special attention during our next hour to what I'm going to talk about. It's important, it's true, and it's happening to families like yours everywhere, every day. And it's not a pretty picture. Glad to have you with us. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano, here on Assets and Aging for our 20th year. Glad to have you with us as we wind down the show. As I said, our last show is going to be on August the 25th. I have two upcoming workshops I want to talk to you about. The first one has been scheduled. My next workshop is on the 10th of August, and then shortly after that, probably on the 24th of August, maybe the week after that, I haven't decided yet, I will be doing a workshop only for women. Only women. I'll be the only guy, and I'm going to have somebody else there that you're going to want to hear. But only women. And I don't know where it's going to be yet. I'm working on it. And part of it depends on the response. And the reason it's going to be only for women is this. It's really simple. Most of the people in nursing homes, most of the people in assisted living are women. Most caregivers are women. About 70% of all unpaid caregiving is done by women. That is, daughters taking care of their mothers, wives taking care of their husbands, granddaughters taking care of their grandma. Long-term care is a women's issue. The people most impacted by long-term care are women. When dad dies in a nursing home, mom's income goes down by 40%. Nobody likes to talk about it, but that's the reality of it. So sometime coming up in the next 3 weeks, you're going to want to, if you don't subscribe to my newsletter, you're going to want to do that. You can go there, go to my website, assetsandaging.com, and you can sign up for my newsletter, and I'll keep you informed. But it's coming up. It will be sometime within the next 3 or 4 weeks, and it will be for women only. There will probably be multiple workshops. I'm going to try to keep them small, 15 people tops. And it's going to be very intense, and it's going to be, again, for women only. Now, I also have a workshop coming up on the 10th. That's a regular workshop. You're also welcome to come to that, and don't miss that. That's for anybody, any family who's concerned about the issues of aging. So make sure you write down Saturday the 10th of August at my office. But also in the future, in the next 3 or 4 weeks, I'm going to be doing a workshop for women only. We're trying to figure out where we're going to do it. Depends on the response. Also have a lot of Facebook ads going out on this issue, so I expect it will fill up. If you would like to be in any one of those workshops, either the regular one on the 10th of August or in the women's only workshop somewhere toward the end of August, then you should get on the list today. And you can do that by simply calling my office, 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007. This brainstorm kind of came to me probably years ago, because I've been talking about this being a women's issue for years. And I was talking to someone the other day, and I realized almost all the people I'm working with right now on cases are women. They're the mothers, they're the daughters, they're the spouses, they're whatever they are. They're women. The person that's sick is a woman. Long-term care is a women's issue, and it should, and it's going to be forever. Women are the primary caregivers as we get older. And I'm not just talking about paid caregivers where you hire somebody to come in. Those people are also primarily women. Not always, but primarily. I'm talking about the unpaid caregivers that take care of mom or dad or grandma or grandpa, or the wife taking care of her husband. I'm also talking about the people in nursing homes and assisted living and and boarding cares and those kinds of facilities. Most of them are women. In some nursing homes, 80% of the people in the building are women. It's a women's issue. And at some point, women are going to start to care about this and pay attention to this. We're going to talk about elder abuse today, and we're going to talk about families, and we're going to talk about the people trying to deal with this in nursing homes. So I hope you'll pay attention for the next hour. I think I bring something to the table today that's unique and that hopefully you'll want to listen to. Again, I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney, preferably one that knows what the hell they're talking about. I have a California insurance license. Doesn't have to do with anything, but the Department of Insurance requires that because I have a license, I tell you that because this show secretly might be about, because you're too stupid to understand, according to the Department of Insurance, it might secretly be about insurance products. I am not securities licensed, but I have to tell you that. I have to tell you something that I'm not. I'm not securities licensed, don't want to be. I'm not a tax preparer. I'm not qualified to give you tax advice. I'm a notary, and I can't rebuild your house. You know, I'm not a contractor. Those are all the things I'm not, because I have to tell you that. I also have to tell you that everything I talk about on this show is my opinion only. Quite often, my opinion is a very good opinion, but it's my opinion only. It's as simple as that. It's my opinion only. It's just my humble opinion. You can always contact me through my website, assetsandaging.com, assetsandaging, assetsandaging.com. You can go to my Facebook page, assetsandaging.com/Facebook. It's a really good Facebook page. Lots of updates, lots of information. It's what I do, folks. You know, there's all kinds of people out there doing other stuff. My job for 20 years on this radio station and 30 years doing this is to keep you informed on the issues of aging. It's as simple as that. It's not rocket science. It's to bring you information. And I've got a lot of information today. The other way you can contact me is my phone number, 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007. So if you want to get to one of my upcoming workshops, if you want to be in my women's only workshop, date to be announced, you can contact me through the website or assetsandaging.com or via phone. You can also follow me on my Facebook page. No, I'm not on Twitter. Twitter is a cesspool. I'm not there. I'm on Facebook, and it's not a controversial site. We don't do arguing there. We talk about information. What else? Don't forget, when you go to my webpage, scroll around. Look at the information. Look at the videos. Look at the archive. Look at my membership options. If you're not a member of Assets and Aging, you're missing out. I don't want to click around on my screen right now because I'm recording and I don't want to mess something up and mess up the recording and have to start all over again. But I have like 20, 25 videos up on my members-only site. Blogs, access to information that's not on my website. Information that can help you. Every corner of my domain, every corner of my world is geared toward getting people information. If you look at my desk right now, don't look at my desk right now, please. By the way, we're thinking about doing some interactive podcasts. Every Wednesday I do, and one of the things is if I do an interactive, I'm going to have to clean up my desk. But interactive podcasts, every Wednesday I do a podcast, and we want to start doing some that are interactive where you can ask questions. So again, if you're not on my newsletter site or you're not a member of Assets and Aging, which you can do online, you should be, because that's how you're going to stay informed when I'm not on the radio anymore. I think it's going to become more and more and more and more important. So take advantage, assetsandaging.com or 800-999-8007. Now, I want to read you something. Then I'm going to read you something else. And the something else I'm going to read you is going to break your heart. And I'd like to tell you it's an isolated case, but it's not an isolated case. It happens every day. That means it's not an isolated case. If you think navigating the world of nursing homes is easy, you're an idiot. It's harder than anything people can do. I have yet to have somebody have to deal with the issues of long-term care who didn't say at the end of the day, oh my lands, this is horrible. I couldn't have imagined in my wildest imagination that I was going to have to do this. But you are. This is going to impact every family. Not some families. This will impact every family. It will impact your family. It will impact the families you know. It will impact other families in your family. This impacts everybody. The issues of aging impact everybody. They really do. And if you think you're going to escape, you're just not very smart. Your family will become a victim of this. Someone in your family will need help. I want to read you something from my, and I'm going to read this from my last newsletter. If you don't get my newsletter, you should. And if you get my newsletter, you should open it up. You could actually read stuff that could help. This is important. And then I'm going to tell you why it's meaningless in one sense. For over 30 years, this is my newsletter. And my newsletter just came out on July 24th. I'm reading from my newsletter. Yes, I know what it says, but I think it's a good outline for what I want to talk about today. And that has to do with something called patient dumping. You'll understand that more in a minute. For over 30 years, I've been focused on one primary objective, keeping families across the Sacramento area and throughout Northern California up to date and informed about the issues of aging, the politics, the industry, the politics. Nobody cares, folks. Here's the politics. The governor doesn't care. The assembly doesn't care. The Senate doesn't care. They don't care about old people because old people in nursing homes don't vote. Nobody votes on long-term care. Do you know all the stuff that's been passed? I wish in 30 years I could sit here and tell you all the stuff that's been passed in the state legislature that is harmful to seniors. Harmful to seniors. Harmful. Hurtful to seniors, and nobody cares. The practical considerations, the financial challenges, you name it. You may have read recently, and this has been in the local newspaper. I don't even use its name because it's really not a newspaper anymore, in my opinion. I don't know what it is. You may have read recently, and it's been everywhere. It's been in all kinds of places. I've probably found it in 10 places. About a 3-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit Court ruling that 3 residents of nursing homes, two of whom lived in Sacramento, were improperly discharged, dumped in nursing home jargon, and sent back to hospitals or home. Now, what happened was 4 years ago in 2015, some lawsuits were filed over patient dumping. And there was a whole bunch of stuff, and the original court said, no, you can't file because there's a federal act that precludes filing when it relates to nursing homes. And the plaintiffs, in order to make a lot of money, because the plaintiffs are, I can't get into all of that, but one of the plaintiffs is a nonprofit that makes 15% off the take. And then whoever else. So anyhow, 4 years later, goes to the 3-judge panel of the circuit court, and the circuit court of the Ninth Circuit, and the 3-judge panel says, nope, you can sue, and says, okay, you guys can go sue again. Now, 2 of these people are dead, I believe, so I don't know what they're going to do. It didn't say they won. It just said you can go back if you read the fine print, and it says you can go back and you can sue again. The decision was procedural. It was not really a decision on fact. It was procedural, and it said, no, the federal law doesn't apply here, and you can go back and sue. So they will go back and sue, and they will sue. They'll start all over again. Now they'll have wrongful death suits. But then I want to read you something. While all this is going on in the real world, because understand, most of these lawsuits are about money. Whenever you see a class action lawsuit, it's about money. Any of you ever followed class action lawsuits, who makes all the money? Is it the people in the class? Or is it the attorneys? Or is it the nonprofit behind it? A lot of class action lawsuits are there's a nonprofit behind it. There's a reason for that, but we're not going to go into it. The reason this is important is the same day I'm writing my newsletter, I get a phone call from a client in which a nursing home south of us, not that far south, but south of us, is trying to dump this client's parent. They want to sit. Now, this client, I'm going to read you some stuff. And I got to be really careful when I read it because I want to keep any names out of it. So I may go slow or whatever. So in the middle of a lawsuit that says you can sue over dumping patients, a nursing home is trying to dump a patient. By the way, patient dumping is really common. And the reason it's common is because of some provisions in Obamacare that have to do with observation versus admission and some other things that have to do with how nursing homes get paid for rehab. Nursing homes get $700 to $1,000 a day for a rehab patient, and they get 2 hours a day of rehab. Boy, there's a gig. So nursing homes want to keep beds available. And by the way, this is not true of all nursing homes, but most of them. Nursing homes want to keep beds available for rehab because that's where the money is. The money's not in Medi-Cal. Medi-Cal pays them $250 a day. So let's see, what's better, $1,000 a day for 2 hours a day of work $250 a day for more work? And even private pay is only $350 or $400 a day. It can't compare to rehab care. So nursing homes more and more are trying to claim beds or rehab beds. One of the first things I teach my clients is, well, they said it's a rehab bed. They said, take your camera in and take a picture of the sign that says rehab bed. Well, there's no sign. So what makes it a rehab bed? Well, because they say it's a rehab bed. It's not a long-term care bed. Is there a room? Is there a wing with a sign on it that says long-term care? Well, no. Is there a bed? Is there a plaque on the door that says long-term care room? Well, no. Why? No, in fact, it's against the law to do that. But they said. So I try to get people to be their own best advocates. Wow, we're almost blown through this half hour. Don't worry, I'm going to get to all of this. And you're going to be angry when I'm done. So the first thing the family did, the nursing home did, and I'm not going to tell you the name of the nursing home because I don't want to get sued, but I'm holding the documents in my hands, folks. And the first document is, it's called a, what is this called? Does this form have a name? It has a name. It's a notice of Medicare non-coverage, which says your rehab days are up and Medicare's not going to cover you anymore. You can appeal this decision, blah, 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 but you must take your request to Quality Improvement Organization. That's the name, a quality improvement organization that cares nothing about quality or improvement. Your request for an immediate repeal, you can call your QIQ, and here's the phone number at Medicare, and you can appeal this. Based on what? The patient has no information. And by the way, when the child walked out of the room, they had the spouse sign the form. While the child wasn't standing there, they refused to give the child a copy of the document because of HIPAA. The child wanted to take a photo of the document so they could get it reviewed. They said, no, you can't take a photo of it. We'd have to send it to our attorneys first. And then they, under duress, the spouse signed it, and the child winds up writing on the form, signed under duress, not understanding all involved. So that's the first step. Separate the family and get to the weakest link in this case, which is the spouse who's just upset that this other spouse is in the nursing home. May I have time to do this? Yes. Okay. I'm going to start reading some of, and I trained my clients to take notes. I trained my clients to, everybody in a nursing home or assisted living or anything should do this. Carry around a notebook. You write down everybody you talk to, get copies of everything. And what did you, when did you talk to them? What did they say? And you make a, you keep a journal of everything. So they were following my instructions. Good for them. Because I think it's important. And one of the things I told them to do, because the nursing home had told them that their parent had plateaued. I don't know what that means. I think that's a mountain in Arizona, isn't it? A plateau. But the parent had plateaued, and therefore Medicare was no longer paying. So I said, "Well, that go get the physical therapist notes, and let's look at them together." And they said, "Okay," and I've got them, and I'm going to read them to you in a minute. Now, understand what's happening to this family. They have a very ill parent. The spouse is scared. The children are scared. It's a hostile environment. And they've just taken what should be a comforting setting, and they've made it more hostile. And I wish I could tell you this is not happening all over California. And I wish I could tell you it's an isolated case. And it's happening in all kinds of places, from memory care units to assisted living to nursing homes to home care to everything. And I'm going to get to it in a minute, but we just have a couple minutes left in this section. In the A block, as they say. So just a reminder, you can get help. That's what I live for, is to give help. And you can call me for free, and you can come in and see me for free, and you can come to one of my workshops for free. Then if I can help you, I might charge you, but getting the information is free. My next workshop is the 10th of August. Let me double check that, but I'm pretty sure that's right. I had one yesterday. You just missed out. Is the 10th of August. And then after the 10th of August, I'm going to be doing a workshop for women only. For daughters, for wives, for people who are caregivers, who are struggling with this stuff. Because this is really a women's issue. Big time. Most of the people in facilities, most caregivers are women. 70% of unpaid caregivers are women, daughters, granddaughters. Their average age is 49. They've quit work. They've cut back on work. That causes rifts in families. It's horrendous. And that will happen toward the end of August. Don't know when yet, but if you want to be on that list, go to my website, assetsandaging.com. Scroll down, send me an email that you want to be on that list. Or call me and tell me you want to be on that list, 800-999-8007. While you're doing that during the break, and by the way, call your friends, call your neighbors, call your sister, call your mother, call everybody that you know of and tell them that this is going to be offered, and no such thing has ever been offered anywhere in California to my, as far as I know. So you have a choice. You can begin to make a difference in your life and in your family's life, or you can become another victim. Also, while you're on my website, become a member. Become a subscribing member to Assets and Aging. Open your world up and get access to videos and to special events. Listen to my podcast every Wednesday. We're working at making them interactive. Go to my Facebook page, assetsandaging.com/Facebook. And look at what's in there. There is a ton of information. I get weary adding to it all the time to try to keep people informed. Make sure you're on my newsletter list. When you subscribe, you'll have access to my blogs. Make sure you do all of that. Make sure you take the chance and the opportunity to do all of that. Because it's important. All of this is important. We'll be back in a little bit. And during the break is the perfect time for you to call, for you to go to my website, for you to make contact with me, for you to sign up for a workshop, for you to do all those things that will get you the help that you need. Now, after you come back, don't miss the second half hour. I'm going to read you stuff that is going to break your heart. And I'm telling you, this happens every day in nursing homes and every day in California. 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007, or go to my website, assetsandaging.com. We're going to come back right after the break. Don't go away. You don't want to miss what's coming up right here on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. Be back here in just a few seconds right after the news. See you. Don't go away. Be back in a sec. Okay, so welcome back to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. Talking today about a real-life case. I have lots of real-life cases, folks. I'm looking at a Medi-Cal case that's 4 inches thick. It shouldn't be 4 inches thick. I'm looking at cases that get denied that we later get approved. I'm looking at cases in which court orders are ignored. It's a world that's become very difficult to navigate. It's a world in which the needs of the medical system in America is no longer about the needs of the patient. The American medical system now is about the needs of the facility, the finances of the facility, the well-being of the facility. All right, so I've got a client in a nursing home just south of Sacramento. Not going to give you the name of the facility, but this kind of stuff happens in lots of places, so just so you know. But I asked my client, by the way, Bob Scrivano, Assets and Aging, 800-999-8007, assetsandaging.com, upcoming workshop on the 10th of August, you'll want to be there. You can contact me, my phone number on my website, and then sometime toward the end of August, I will be doing a workshop for women only. Because long-term care is a women's issue, and you will not want to miss out. So I told my client, and I want you to listen to this. Don't go away right now. Just hang on for another 20 minutes and pay attention to what I'm talking about, because this is what happens in real life. One of the things that happens when people come in to see me is most of them are in a daydream world. They're hoping something's going to happen when, in fact, it's not going to happen. I live in Realville. I live in what really happens when this stuff happens. So stick around because we're going to talk about what really happens. Okay, so I told my client, get copy of the physical therapist notes. A little quick review. Person's in a nursing home on rehab. They've told the family that the person in the nursing home on rehab is plateaued. And this is all about money, folks. This is not about the patient's health. It's about money. Now, the child went down and got the notes, but I'm going to read to you from an email that they sent me, that the family sent me. I got to go through it slowly, and it may not make any sense because I don't want to give away who this is because that's not fair to them. Went down today and requested copies of PT notes, but as you can see in the PDF, they may deny the request. Just wants the physical therapist notes. They also told us that it will take 3 business days to get it. But no, wait a minute. Stop and think. This is the stuff that just drives me crazy. And I'm liable to say something here that's going to get me in trouble. And I'm trying really hard not to. And I'm going to try to stay calm because, this is not. It's going to take 3 days. The physical therapist is on site. The physical therapist notes are on site. They walk over to their Canon copier or whatever they have, and they make a copy. The patient is asking for their own notes, and it's going to take 3 days. Now, why do you think that is? I'm not going to suggest that someone might try to change something. I would never suggest that. But why would it take 3 days? I read on. It told us, they also told us it would take 3 business days to get it if they do give it to us, because it has to be reviewed by lawyers or something like that because of HIPAA. No, it doesn't. That's a lie. He's requesting his own records. He's requesting, the patient is requesting their own records. They're requesting their own records. That has everything to do with HIPAA. Now, why do you think they want the lawyers to review it? Uh-oh. There may be something in the PT records that are going to cause us a problem on dumping this patient. Now, just stop and think about the first paragraph. Here's a family that's scurrying around trying to save a parent. And they're being, the parents being dumped, being told they're going to have to go home because they've plateaued. They're not getting any better. And so they ask for a little thing. I once told the client, because the nursing home had said, actually this was the hospital. The hospital didn't want to send, I won't tell you what hospital chain, but the hospital wanted to send this person home. They didn't want to send them to a nursing home. And they said, oh, well, your spouse can walk. No problem. Your spouse can walk. Can walk. You can walk 100 feet. And my client came to me and said, I don't think that they can walk 100 feet. I said, well, next time you go and take your little video recorder, turn it on and say, hey, I'd just like to watch my spouse walk 100 feet. Oh, and by the way, I'd like the physical therapist there, just in case. So I'm going, well, they got the spouse up out of bed. The spouse got 2 feet outside the door, and the physical therapist made them turn around and go back to bed because they had been lied to. And the physical therapist obviously didn't want to take responsibility for this mess. Physical therapists generally know, folks. They know what someone's capable of. So, anyhow, that's why I always tell my clients, take notes, make observational notes. So I asked the director, I'm reading back from my client's email to me from last night. I asked the director of physical therapy why they think my parent had plateaued. They said, your parent hasn't plateaued. Your parent's progressing. Whoa, wait a minute. Progressing means they're getting better. It means they're getting better. That's what it means to me. It means they're getting better. Wait a minute. They had been told in a meeting before that they had to sign this Medi-Cal form that said we're going to kick Dad, Medicare form that we're going to kick Dad out of the nursing home because Dad had plateaued. He wasn't getting better, and they wanted him out. And the director of the physical therapy says he hasn't plateaued. Your parent is progressing. I told the director of physical therapy, that's why what they told us yesterday, that my parent is as good as he will get, and that I won't mention the name of the insurance company, but it's a big one. Don't be surprised that my parent can leave. Now, notice who's making the decision about whether or not the parent stays there, the insurance company, the Medicare company, the company is carrying their Medicare supplement. The insurance company is making the decision, not the physical therapist. The insurance company, who's sitting in a building somewhere in New York or Connecticut or Arizona or wherever they are, has made the decision that the parent is now healthy and can leave. The physical therapist, the director of physical therapy, is saying, no. The PT director we spoke with today was not at the meeting yesterday where we were told by the staff that my parent was I'm reading this last night. I actually sent it to, I won't tell you who I sent it to, but I sent it to some people who might be interested in this. The physical therapy director we spoke with today was not at the meeting yesterday. Why? Because the meeting yesterday was all done by admissions people and billing people and front office people because they want this person out of there so they can resell the bed. Somebody, the staff said it's best for my parent to get to a home environment mentally, especially, and that Medicare has 30 days left, and if we were to go to the hospital again, well, we would get stuck with a big bill. That's not true. Rehab Medicare and nursing home Medicare are two entirely different things. They don't have anything. They're not related, folks. That's just scare tactics. Now, if you're not already a little upset about what's going on with this family, then you should just stop listening now. The rest of you should be agitated. You should be squirming in your seats already that this is going on to a family. This is happening to a family. It's happening to both parents. It's happening to the children. It's happening to all of them because they're all scurrying around trying to get the best care from their parents, and every place they go here, they're denied. Let's see. I want to keep reading. We told the director that my parent was already on Medi-Cal because I got him on Medi-Cal months ago. The director said, "Oh, that's great. He can get all that. Your parent can get all the help that they need with home care, and they can help you get all the care that you need." That's not true. Medi-Cal does not provide round-the-clock home care. It does. It doesn't. I don't know what to say, folks. It's just not true. So the family, again, is being lied to or being told an untruth out of ignorance, one or the other. I don't know which. And then we were told by the director that Medi-Cal would work really good with you. We said thank you and left it at that because I told them that was bogus. Then I want to read you this. What are nursing homes for? To provide medical care. My parent needs help with dressing, walking, bathing. My parent has not done any of that. Going to the bathroom. They have only put my parent on the commode once. I'm going to read icky stuff here, folks, but just be prepared for it because my world is an icky world, and I've been seeing this stuff for 35 years. This is hard to read. My parent would not be able to get up from bed or chair fast enough to use the bathroom because of constant liquid stool, which no one knows why. No one knows why they want to send this person home. I'll let that sink in. My parent also has high ammonia levels, which they are treating with a drug which causes more very liquid stool, not only from, I'm going to read nasty stuff, rectum, but from the fistula bag. My parent cannot change that bag or clean his private areas because of stiffness and weakness, etc. My parent has a gastric feeding tube in place. Skin breakdown on the buttocks. My parent has to have his diaper changed probably 20 plus times a day and night. His spouse can't get him in and out of the car to take him to get lab work, to go to appointments, etc. My well parent cannot do this all night long and during the day. My parent in the nursing home has neuropathy with pain in both feet and lower legs, so it's very unstable. There are steps to get in the house. All the family works. blah, 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 blah. Yesterday, when they told us about how, all this, we were under the impression, blah, blah, blah. I want to read you something here. I said I wanted to take a picture of it and email it to my advocate and to my attorney. That is the Medicare form. It's a standard form, folks. And they said, no, you have to sign it first. Then you can send it to them. So while the child was out of the room, the facility forced the mother to sign the form. Now, I wish I could tell you this. Now, they're calling me. They're calling other people. We're getting them help. We're trying to deal with all of this. We'll get through it. But imagine how many families go through this every year in California with no help. They just do. I had a family in here yesterday that has an ill parent and a well parent, and the ill parent is really ill. The well parent is becoming ill, trying to take care of the ill parent. They applied for Medi-Cal. They applied for the wrong program. And no one told him that he has to be in a nursing home before you can apply for Medi-Cal. The person's not even in a nursing home yet. They haven't even started with the nursing home process, and yet Medi-Cal took an application, which is going to get denied. I wish I could tell you, I wish I could just sit here and go through all the, just in my office, I probably have 30 files, and go through all of them and tell you what people have been told and what they've suffered dealing with this stuff. My point in all of this is to tell you that this is going to happen to your family. You think it's not going to happen to your family. I'm sitting here telling you it's going to happen to your family. And that if you don't pay attention to this, the steamroller that is the long-term care industry is going to roll over you, going to roll over your mom, going to roll over your dad, going to roll over your family, and you're just going to be flat. You're going to be out of money. You're going to be told all kinds of stories. You know, I've talked on this show how many times about the admission versus observation scam that goes on in hospitals. And most people still don't understand that. Most people still don't understand that. I can't tell you how many people, folks, I wish I could just give you names and times and places. How many people I talked to that the fire department's been out to the house four times, five times, six times because dad falls. Mom falls. And every time they go, either they're not taken to the hospital, or when they're taken to the hospital, they're in the emergency room for 24 hours, and then they're sent home only to fall again. Because families don't understand about admission versus observation. Are you prepared for what I almost used a term. Imagine a bad storm, but there's a slang term for that. That's going to come your way when this happens, because you're going to be in a world that nobody is going to tell you the whole story. The hospital's not going to tell you the whole story. The nursing home's not going to tell you the whole story. The social workers are not going to tell you the whole story. They don't even know. Medi-Cal does not pay for round-the-clock home care. Medi-Cal does not pay for assisted living. Medi-Cal does not pay for memory care. No, you don't have to spend down for Medi-Cal for a nursing home. No, they can't throw you out. Yes, you have the right. There are only six reasons. I don't have time to go through them. There are only six reasons under federal law why you can be discharged from a nursing home. And not having a bed is not one of them. I can tell you the chains that are infamous for this, and I can tell you the places that are the best places in town. Do you know which ones are which? Or are you just going to take what comes along? Now, imagine what I just said. We have someone who has decubitus. We have someone that has bowel problems, probably dehydrated. We have somebody with a nasal gastric feeding tube. We have somebody who can't walk. We have somebody who can't go to the bathroom by themselves. We have and someone that the physical therapist says has not, and they want to do what? They want to send them home. And the family is terrified and panicked because they don't know what to do. And if the ill parent goes home, what does that do to the well parent who now 24 hours a day has to try to take care of them? What do you think that does to the well parent? Who do you think is going to die first? I have been preaching this for 35 years. I can't do it forever. I'm going to do it as long as I can do it because I really believe in what I do. If you don't take the time now to sign up for a membership for my newsletter, go to my Facebook page, spend time following me after I leave the radio, there's going to be no one else to tell you the truth. When this happens to your family, there's going to be no one else to tell you the truth. There's going to be no one else to guide you along. There's going to be no one else who's going to tell you how to take notes and how to have this all make sense for your family. There's just not going to be anybody. So what are you going to do with it when this happens to your family? Get a pencil and paper out. Write down the following things. August the 10th, a workshop in my office limited to 15 people. I should have 15 people sign up before the show is over. Before the show is over. You can come in. If you can't get to the workshop, then get your you-know-what in to see me. The consultation is free. My office is on Watt Avenue in Sacramento. It's not that far. Well, Mom, I live on the way out in Roseville, and it's such a long way in there. Or, Mom, I live all the way out in Elk Grove. Oh, it's so far. I would have to bring lunch. You have to decide whether 20 minutes of driving down a road is worth saving a lifetime's worth of work. You have to decide if spending an hour with me is worth it not to have what's happening to this family happen to your family. And again, I wish I could say it's rare, but I'm sitting here looking at my very messy desk at 8 cases where this is happening right now. It's your choice, and it's a simple choice. What do you want to do? You have the opportunity to make sure that you don't become a victim. And I've been talking about victims for 20 years here on the radio. You have a choice to sit in your chair and feel smug and comfortable and go, Bob, I'm tough. I'll never let this happen to me. Well, you're an idiot. If you believe this can never happen to your family, then you are an idiot. Because everybody knows families that this has happened to, and it's happening in every family in America. We get old, we get frail, we lose independence, we can't take care of ourselves anymore. People die. I can't tell you how many times the well spouse has died first, and now the ill spouse has nobody to take care of them. So they wind up in a nursing home by default. Because there's nobody to take care of them. The kids live out of state. People work. Do you know what happens to unpaid caregivers like daughters who take care of their parents? Half of them lose their jobs, quit their jobs, or go to part-time. The economic damage done to caregiving families is staggering. So wake up and smell the long-term care. 800-999-8007. 800, the stuff I read and talked to you about today is not make-believe. It's real. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. 888-999-8007. AssetsAndAging.com. Assets, A-S-S-E-T-S, and A-N-D, Aging, AssetsAndAging, A-G-I-N-G.com. And if you want to go to my Facebook page, assetsandaging.com/Facebook. If you're one of my current clients, I'd love it if you go to my Facebook page and tell them whether I was helpful to you. If you get my newsletter or you go to my website, write me a comment. Was I helpful to you? Was having this show on the air for 20 years helpful to you? Because that's been my goal, and that's going to continue to be my goal even after I'm off the air. 800-999-8007. Next workshop is on the 10th and then of August. And then if you want to be in my women's only workshop sometimes toward the end of August, get on the list now because it's only going to be 15 people and it's going to be limited to women only. 800-999-8007 or assetsandaging.com. Assetsandaging.com. Thank you so much for the privilege of being here. I hope you find this important. If you do find it important, I hope you get off your rear end and act on it. 800-999-8007, assetsandaging.com. Time is growing short, but we'll see you here again next week. Same time. Listen to my podcast every Wednesday at noon on my website. We'll see you here again next week. Same time, same place. Right here on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future.